Dear friends, I am the voice of Mother Earth. I am inside you. I am within your body, and I speak to you through the language of your physicality. I am an energy, and I speak to you now. Connect with me through the body by breathing in and out slowly, becoming grounded, present, feeling your body from the inside out. Your hands, your feet, your heart beating. Your bones, your muscles, become completely aware of your body and feel at the same time that your body is not a mere physical being. Become aware of your body's energy, your energy field. As you tune into your muscles, bones, your heartbeat, your breathing, you start to feel that your bodily energy goes beyond that. Being aware of the body, of your breathing, for example, is a mere gateway to sensing your energy field. And as you connect with your energy field, you start to feel more deeply who you are while dwelling in a human body. You start to feel how you are an incarnated being. You have not dwelt in a human body forever. You know what it's like to be out of the human body. Your consciousness is not limited to a specific form or body. It is not bound to it, but it has chosen to be inside this human body, your body, for a certain time. Your soul has chosen to be here, to connect with this body and experience reality through it. Experience human emotions. Experience life on Earth. And connect with me now. connect with my energy. I am your home now. I am your mother. My spirit or consciousness underlies this reality you're in. And in the same way, similar to how you are not your physical body, I am also not, or I am more than the physical planet. Feel my energy field. Feel my intelligence, my consciousness. Feel how I embrace you and welcome you. Feel that on a deeper level we are one. Your energy field is deeply connected with me, with my energy. And I ask you to feel rooted on Earth, and that to feel rooted and welcome here creates a sense of liberation, a sense of possibility. Many of you who are here, who are listening to this message, have felt reservations, doubts about going back into the human body again, because this is most definitely not the first time you have done this. You have been inside a human body many times before. And your soul carries memories from past lives. And whenever you dive into a new lifetime on Earth, those memories are separated from you. You don't consciously know about them. And when you are born into a new body, the energies are there, the energies, the burdens also of past lives, but your consciousness as a child has to focus on the new life, on developing the body, absorbing the influences, the new energies of the lifetime to come. So the energies of the past lives are behind you, so to speak, but they will influence you. They will be there, and many of you carry scars, carry wounds from past lives, which you may not be consciously aware of. But as you grow up, as you did in this current life, you may have become aware of pain, emotional pain, a kind of heaviness, maybe, a kind of sadness, and a feeling of not really wanting to jump in to life, anxiety or reservations. And some of you may even have felt a kind of homesickness, not wanting to be here at all. A memory of a different vibration, a different reality that's not of the earth. And you may not have had the words or the concepts to interpret these feelings. But what many of you have actually been born with is incarnation pain. Incarnation pain is part of your energy field. It cannot be explained by situations or things that happened in your childhood. It goes further back. You were born with it. It has to do with unresolved pain, trauma even, that was caused by events in past lives. And to some extent, you can work through trauma and pain on the other side, the heavenly realm, so to speak, where you dwell in between lives. And there you may receive guidance and you will have an overview, and that helps you understand some of the challenges you have gone through. And so even though you generally connect more deeply to your soul when you are on the other side in between lives, at the same time, to really work through a trauma, to really forgive and understand on an emotional level, you will want to return incarnate again and go through the emotional burden on a human level, in a human way. This is what your soul deeply wants. It's part of fulfilling its destiny. It may seem cruel and even like a punishment to you to have to come back to the place that caused your pain, your trauma. And it may seem to be a place of density and negativity, fear-based consciousness. And it may seem that you do not belong here, but you are here to heal that sense of separation inside of you. And ultimately, what caused this sense of separation, which is at the heart of your incarnation pain, your wounds, what caused this is not something outside of you. You are not a victim that was kind of pushed over the edge and forced to incarnate again. You are here from a sense of strength. Even if you don't feel it all the time, you chose this experience because you know deep down that only by returning here And seeing through this illusion of separation, only by recognizing your light, your power, your love, while being in a human body, only in this way will you be free, not bound by the incarnation cycle anymore. And the great promise of your present incarnation is to achieve this liberation. And I am now inviting you to connect with your incarnation pain. And as you are aware of your body's energy field, be completely present there. Say hello to it. And feel that there's a mixture of emotions there. And now simply go to the part of you that doesn't want to be here, that does not want to be on Earth at all, feels strong reservations, resistance, or fear, or perhaps anger. Ask this part of you to become visible to you. Say yes to it. I want to know you. I do not judge you. I want to see you. Who are you? And it may be helpful to go back in time. You can travel freely because your consciousness is not bound by any form, nor by space or time. And go back to when you were inside your mother's womb, when your body was still an embryo, and connect to your energy there, not fully incarnate yet, on its way to becoming a human being. And your soul had plans, had intentions for this lifetime. And as you connected more and more deeply with the human form, there may have been a point in time where you felt resistance or frightened, perhaps, or shock, because as you come down into the human form, you connect also with human consciousness at large, with collective consciousness, and the pain that you remember from past lives may become more real to you, like you actually feel the energies that were not resolved, the lingering trauma or heaviness, and see if there was this moment of shock or maybe simply heaviness or feeling gloomy or resistant, discouraged, whatever form it takes, try to feel it and name it. Give words to what you are feeling. Some of you may feel very active emotions like rage, anger, rebellion, and others may feel more passive emotions like sadness, resignation, depression, emptiness. Just tune to it with a fresh awareness. You do not have to become this traumatized part, these difficult emotions. You can look at them with a fresh and open awareness. This is how you welcome them. Even with a sense of curiosity, approach this pain, this burden. You are not it. You are observing it now. It's like a dark cloud, and when you are in it, it definitely seems to be the truth. But when you look at it from a distance, you see that it's a dark cloud. It's not the sky, it's not everything. And so let's approach this dark cloud with respect, with understanding, and first ask it. Consider it's a living energy. Ask it, how have you influenced me so far? What has been your greatest impact on me in this lifetime? On me as a human being in this life? What is the emotion that I have often felt because of you? And then welcome this emotion. Say yes to it. Imagine you create a stage and you allow this emotion, this pain, to express itself in whatever way. Allow your imagination to work with it. And if this incarnation pain were a human being, child or adult or an animal, whatever your imagination comes up with, what would it do or say? Or how would it express itself on that stage? And now enter the stage yourself. You are light. You are presence. You are awareness. You're friendly. And you create a circle, an open space on the stage. And invite the dark figure, the wounded one, to enter this circle. And your whole being radiates gentleness, understanding, respect. And you tell this pain part of you, I need you. I miss you. I need you to be with me again. You are a part of me, full of life, creativity, wisdom. You have carried the heaviest burden. You are my hero. Please come and sit with me. And then observe how this shadow part of you feels when it is welcomed in this way, and how it is transformed when it enters the circle, the space of your open awareness, your welcoming presence. It will change. It will transform into something new, something precious. Watch what happens. And it can help to ask this shadow part that carried the heavy burdens of the past, to ask it, what can I do for you? What is healing for you? And allow the answer to come effortlessly. You can connect with this wounded part of you again and again. When it feels that it's being heard and seen, it will respond. It will give you advice on how to manage it, because it yearns to come home. The homesickness, the metaphysical homesickness you sometimes feel, not wanting to be here, wanting to return to a more highly vibrating reality. Essentially, it is the wounded part of you yearning to come home to you. You, the matured, wise consciousness, you who are at the end of a long cycle of lifetimes. The wounded part wants to return to you and feel that it's welcomed, that it's cherished, that it is accepted while you are in human body. Acceptance and love are truly magical here. Feel how I welcome you and how I wish to help you create that open space, that circle of healing inside. Feel that it is safe to be grounded, to be rooted here on me. I am your mother. I welcome you. I cherish you. I invite you to be here with joy and trust. Thank you.